Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com. Well, you make such a good point when you said, you know, you chose the guys that mirrored really how you felt about yourself. And Liz, don't you think that that's the case for almost everything that we believe about ourselves? Our choices really mirror what we believe to be true about ourselves. And that is why the truth so matters, that it gets into our soul, because it'll reflect how we choose.
It does. It reflects not only who you might choose to marry, it reflects the kind of job you might seek, the kind of education you feel you're worth pursuing, the money that it's appropriate to spend on yourself. It's like okay to wear a nice outfit. Sometimes we live out of this sense of worthlessness, and it shows in every choice we make. And of course, we really don't feel worthy of God. We know that God is good. Maybe scary good, and as in he's good, but he's powerful, and that makes him a little bit frightening if you feel not good. And yet, here's this love. It's the love of God that is what shines through, and his goodness is expressed in his love, not in judgment, not in condemnation, not all the things, frankly, people expect from God. I mean, that's why I didn't go to church for 10 years. I thought, you know, the place will collapse when I walk through the door. You know, lightning bolts will strike through the ceiling. You know, the place will just, you know, implode. I had pictured all the worst things happening, and not to mention being around those good people. I was sure they would see right through me and write me off as a bad girl and not give me the time of day. And, of course, it was exactly the opposite. Wow. When I first walked into the doors of a church as an adult, here were these warm, friendly, loving, welcoming people. It just shocked me that such people existed and carried this banner of Christ over their hearts. I had no idea. I love when churches have an invite a friend day, because so often they just haven't been in church in a while, and their vision of church isn't at all what you're going to take them to. And it blows their mind. Great music and exciting things happening and much joy and great warmth.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.